Vermont Senate Bill 30 has been revised to include restrictions on energy generation from solar, biomass, methane, and other sources. It proposes moving siting jurisdiction of all in-state electric generation plants, except for net metering systems, from the Public Service Board to district environmental commissions and local land use authorities. The bill is generating fierce opposition from renewable energy advocates, including the executive director of Renewable Energy Vermont. Gabrielle Stebbins calls the proposal unbalanced and likely to upend decades of well-planned permitting.
It's unbalanced for starters because it really only focuses on clean energy renewables. It does not look at what the impacts are to bringing in dirty fuel from out of state. So it's unbalanced in the sense that, although this may not be what the senators intended, it is just targeting renewables. It started off as a wind moratorium and expanded into essentially all projects larger than 500 kW, solar, farm methane projects, biomass projects, you name it. All of them would now basically not be reviewed on a broader statewide basis that looks at what is in the best interest of the Vermont public good.
Vermont Public Interest Research Group Executive Director Paul Burns believes if passed, the legislation would prevent a number of clean energy projects from being proposed and built.
It would make it very hard for those projects to be built. It would allow for those local towns and regional commissions to put an outright ban on renewable energy being developed in their areas of the state. And that's very much at odds with what most Vermonters want to see happen. I mean, 7 in 10 Vermonters favor the development of wind specifically. At least that many would like to see more solar developed in the state. And it's a shame to see this kind of legislation threatening our progress on clean energy.
Vermonters for a Clean Environment Executive Director Annette Smith supports a moratorium on wind development. She says legislators are trying to improve the existing process, and naysayers are exaggerating the bill's impact on renewable development.
This bill does not affect anything 500 kilowatts or below. 500 kilowatt solar is a big solar project. Biomass is generally recognized to be problematic in terms of electric generation. It's very inefficient, and there's a desire to have some standards in place for efficiency. In other words, this isn't shutting anything down. This is saying, look, we have a system that is right now actually very imbalanced in favor of large, wealthy corporations who are steamrolling our small communities. So we have some very serious issues to work out. And the rhetoric coming from the side that is opposing this legislation really is coming from people who have an economic interest in making money on seeing more development.
The bill's lead sponsor, State Senator Joe Benning, was at the State House and unavailable in time for this broadcast. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.